The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Let's talk about the news that broke when we were on the air yesterday, Norm. And it was about the recruitment of LeBron James by Kyrie Irving, trying to get him to Dallas to form a big three with Luka. It is funny how the guy was here for about 20-something games, and now he's trying to recruit an unrestricted free agent, trying to recruit someone here for this team. And I don't know if that leans toward him thinking about re-signing here in Dallas. Like, when I first heard that, I was like, all right, he's... But you just never know with him. And again, we talked about this yesterday. I don't know if I would have to put some money on what would happen with him in his offseason, because he's just been Kyrie.
No, you wouldn't money on that.
No, I would not. I would sit that one out, because I have no clue what's going on in his mind and exactly what he wants to do. Because is it about the money with him? Who knows? I do know, though, that no matter how much money he has, and that's with a lot of people, they do want to be paid what they're worth. And that has nothing to do with the money that you already have. Okay, I am worth this. I should be paid this. So I don't know if he's going to go that route. I don't know if he's going to go the route of, man, I really want to win another championship. So maybe I'll take less money to go to a team that gives me the best chance to win the championship. Or he wants the money. I have no clue. But the unrealistic notion of LeBron being in a Dallas Maverick uniform, I know that tickled a lot of people around here trying to see how you can get that done, but that's just not happening.
Well, let's take the hypothetical. Somehow that gets done. LeBron agrees to a pretty big salary cut, $20 million a year, gives back. Kyrie Irving, instead of a contract in the mid-40s, agrees to one around 30 or 25. Okay. Proper reaction. Here's my question. How long is LeBron here?
Couple years at the most.
He's got 1 year left in his contract. What's his plan after? Well, he's got an option too, but it's his option.
Sure.
What's his plan after this year? Go play with Bronny. Is Bronny going to get to come here? No. If Kyrie and Luka and LeBron team up here, let's say the Mavericks finish 24th in the draft choice list. That doesn't get you Bronny. By the way.
Or does it?
Well, but the pick goes to the Knicks then. So you don't have a first-round pick.
Trade for a second-round pick, see if he falls.
Oh, my God.
Is he that good?
That's what I'm saying. I think we're kind of overrating the fact that he's going to be a lottery pick in next year's draft, and I don't know if that's just a definite.
Wait a minute.
And the only reason they'd do that, if they think they can get LeBron and it's all about putting butts in seats and jerseys on backs.
Bingo. The team with the 12th pick in the draft says to LeBron, we'll take Bronny if you'll come here. Okay.
Oh, yeah, entirely possible, yeah.
Okay, but now, okay, let's leave the hypothetical for a second. Let's go to the road you started down. Is Kyrie Irving simply signaling he's going to stay here?
Or is it just a kind of mad reaction to the fact that the Lakers said, nah, we're not in the Kyrie business, man, we're out. That's not happening here. Because you just never know, it could be just an off comment to his agent and his agent to Shams just to put the news out there and get everything stirred up. So it could be an ego thing for a lot of these guys, just to have their name in the news.
Well, let's go back to something we discussed maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago involving Kyrie. What's his market? Okay, let's start with the Lakers. And maybe the news, they weren't going to make that deal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Houston and San Antonio and Orlando have the money to sign him. Is he going to any of those places? Just flat out going there? I would have my questions.
Well, I guess that's the motive, and that's what you want to know. Because if it's about the money, then yeah. If he wants to get paid, he'll go to where they have the money to sign him.
Okay. Sean has been Kyrie Irving's agent for the last few weeks. Sean's made calls to virtually everybody. Hey, is there interest here? About 2 or 3 weeks later, Sean comes back and says to Kyrie, hey, the teams with money don't have an interest. The Lakers don't want to make the trade. I think the new coach in Phoenix shuts that window to us because his aim is to keep Ayton and try to keep that club together, Booker, Ayton, Durant, etc. Kyrie, I don't know how much of an option we have. So, Donovan, you're Kyrie Irving. What do you do with that news?
I just don't know if that news is going to come down to him because there always will be an option. The dude is talented. He's a top 20 player in the NBA. They're going to always be interested. Now, as far as being able to sign him, that's a whole different ballgame. Do you have the assets and the resources to get him? If it's possible, then there will be a team that will try to do it.
Oh, wait. You've gone to the right point. That was my next question to you. Somebody says, if the price drops to 20, we'll offer that. They don't tell his agent that. But that's the thinking. Much like what's happening to Dee Hopkins in the NFL right now. People are waiting for his price to come down. Who can pay the price and who wants to pay the price?
Yeah, the problem is Kyrie's price is not going to dip down that much.
Exactly.
Someone's going to pay him. They'll find a way, whether it's sign a trade or something.
The years might dip.
He might not get four or five, but...
23.
I think it's going to be hard pressed for him not to get four.
But who's willing to pay the price? Mavericks.
Yeah, Mavericks now for
Mavericks
sure.
They're willing.
They're at the top of the list, but.
Is there. Well, let me go to the number with you. $40 million a year, 4 years. Who else is on your list? Maybe nobody. Maybe nobody does.
No, well, I don't know. That's so hard. That's such a hard question to answer because I do think that there are always ways around if you really want someone because we thought that the price for Jalen Brunson was too high for New York. And what did they do before they got Brunson? They sent that person there. They sent that person there. They opened up the space so they can sign Jalen Brunson with that cap space. It's always a possibility to do that if you really want someone.
Question correct. But then with the baggage of Kyrie, is somebody going to pay that amount for that long?
Yes.
With the question about him?
Yes.
You're
somebody
sure?
Will. Yes.
Somebody will offer $40 million a year.
Absolutely.
What's
the baggage?
His history.
Of what?
Of
being a top 20 NBA basketball player?
And of being unwelcome after a couple of years in his last stop. They wanted rid of Kyrie.
There's always someone that's going to take a chance with that talent. I don't care what the price tag is. Russell Westbrook got a $47 million deal that he got paid last year. So now let's ask, who would you rather have on your team, Westbrook or Kyrie? If you say Westbrook, you're smoking.
Did Westbrook have the personal history Kyrie has?
Personal history? I think that's overblown when you start talking about talent. And then I will bet you, I guarantee you, that dude interviews, when you talk about interviewing well, I will bet you he says all the right things. And when you do that and you have that talent, a lot of things can be forgiven. He was a model citizen here in Dallas the last 20-something games.
That's not hard. He was a free agent to be.
Okay. Well, then that's when you put your best foot forward so
right.
you can get that money.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
what teams will take a chance on a guy like that, no matter what's happened before.
I think there's one team strictly in the middle of that market right now, and that's Dallas.
Because they can pay him the most.
Without paying him the most,
somebody else
can give him four for 200.
Okay, well, I think you're wrong then. I think there's an absolute market for Kyrie Irving if someone has the money to go out there and pay him. And I think there will be way more teams than you think willing to have that guy on their team. Way more than willing.
Well, we disagree.
We just disagree. If you have the number one pick in Wimby and you want to make your team a little more relevant instead of the growing pains and you're San Antonio and you have the money, I don't think there's any doubt they pay that dude. Especially with Pop.
Then go there.
You think he'd go crossways with Popovich as the coach? No way.
He'd go crossways anywhere.
Okay.
I think
you have a personal
history.
Vendetta
well,
against Kyrie.
History.
Okay.
He harpooned a couple of locker rooms.
I felt like he harpooned Boston.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And so the Brooklyn thing, he was.
Okay, well, KD and Kyrie asked for the same exact thing. Why aren't we saying KD harpooned Brooklyn and it's all on Kyrie?
Two seasons ago, he missed most of the season because he wouldn't get a vaccination. That's not being a good teammate. Say what you will about his personal stance on that. Everybody has that. That's not being a good teammate.
Okay. You can say that. But I just feel like I think he's getting a bad rap because of some of that. I think Boston, he handled that incorrectly. He really did. But that's the one X mark, and all of a sudden he's just this mark guy, bad guy, that no one wants to put their finger on because of his personal history.
I think that's overblown. How about just missing a week? How about just missing a week on Brooklyn? He's just not there. Donnie, I know he's a talent. I'm not disagreeing at all with you.
And that trumps all.
Well, I don't want to pay that talent $45 million a year for 4 years.
Well, then you're not going to have him because you got to pay his worth.
He's going to get it here. He's going to get it here. This team, the last year has been horrendous here. If they traded Dorian Finney-Smith and a number one and Dinwiddie, to get Irving and he gets away, each of us will be leading the howls here.
Well, if he gets away, they'll have the cap space to try to sign someone else. And if they want to sign and trade him, if they can, if he gets away, they can get talent for him when they send him somewhere else.
So that's
an advantage.
But why should he agree to a sign and trade, which would weaken the team he's going to?
Because that will give him the most money if that's what he wants.
So the new team will give him five for 270.
If he signs the max, sure, yeah. He's going to get paid, man. I don't know why you're denying that. He's going to get his.
Donnie, I'm not denying it. I'm telling you, he's going to get it here.
Because they can pay him the most.
And they aren't going to pay him the most.
Boy,
they aren't going
better,
into
you
that
You better be
five,
careful
200s.
With that one. Be careful with that.
They are not going there, I can assure you.
I would promise you that average is going to be about $45 million a year.
Well, that's fine. But it's not 5 years for $55 million a year.
Okay, we're arguing over...
Well, but your point is if his price is $45 million a year, there'll be people standing there waiting to sign him.
Yes. If they have the money to sign him, yes. I think they will. Whether he wants to go, his ambitions, that's the one thing we're not going to know. Because that dude is kind of weird. And you don't know if he wants to get paid his worth, if he wants to go to a team that has a chance to win a championship. If he does that, maybe that price will go down. But if he strictly wants the money, he's going to get it, whether it's here or somewhere else. He's going to get it.
Okay.
If!
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.